Jesus once said that you've got to keep your conscience like you keep your eyes. Turn with me to Luke's Gospel in chapter 11. There's a very important verse, Luke chapter 11 and verse 34. The eye is the lamp of the body. When your eye is clear, your whole body is full of light. But if your eye is bad, your body is full of darkness. And the way I picture it is, you know what happens if a little, your eye is the most sensitive part of your body. More sensitive than any other part of your body, because you know, you touch any part of your body, it doesn't pain. You don't get pain by touching your body. But if you touch your eyes, it pains. You don't have to poke it, you just touch it. It hurts. It's the most sensitive part of your body that reacts even to a touch. And Jesus was saying, keep your conscience like that. Keep your conscience like that. A touch. Oh, I did something wrong. I hurt the Lord there. Or I hurt that person there. Don't wait till it's a big slash. A touch. A touch. Then your eye will be clear. He's referring to the conscience. And you know, it's like if a speck of dust goes into your eye, how it irritates you. One speck, small speck of dust goes into your eye and you keep blinking, blinking, blinking. It is a mechanism in the body with tears to wash that away, because the eye says, I'm irritated. Something has come in here which shouldn't be there. And that's how we feel in our conscience when you've done something wrong. Now what would happen if you ignore this? Dust gets into your eye, you ignore it. Another speck of dust gets into your eye, you ignore it. Another speck of dust gets into your eye, you ignore it. You know what will happen? You'll become blind. And that's why you wash it off. Even if you're doing some important work, you leave it aside and wash off your eyes. That's exactly how we have to keep our conscience. One speck of dust, one little thing I did wrong, I want to go and ask forgiveness. I've written letters of apology when I've hurt someone. Or, you know, we think that we have to apologize only to people older than us. No. It doesn't matter who they are. I've apologized to people who are younger than my youngest son. Maybe I spoke a little harshly to them in the church and I say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spoken to you like that. Please forgive me. Do you do that? I'll tell you why. I want to please God. The Lord's done so much for me. He shed His blood to give me a good conscience. The least I can do is to humble myself and ask somebody's forgiveness when I have hurt him in some way. Think of the blood of Jesus that He shed to clear your conscience. Why can't we go and ask that forgiveness from someone? As soon as a speck of dust comes in, remove it, wash it off. Keep your conscience like you keep your eyes. And what will happen is, it says here that when the eye is clear, Luke 11:34, the whole body is full of light. That means if I keep my conscience clear, God will let His light shine into me, that I will see so many things that other people don't see. I've discovered so many things in the Bible that I never knew before once I started to keep my conscience clear. So many things which I've never read in any book. God's given me revelation. The whole body is full of light. You know, it can be like that for you. You can read the Bible and you'll see so many things in it which you've never seen till today. You know why you don't see it? There are people who say, oh, Brother Zach gets revelation from God. I'm not special. I'll tell you why I get revelation from God. I keep my conscience clear. He says the whole body is full of light. Yours can also be like that. There's no partiality with God. I'm not a special favorite of God. God loves you as much as He loves me. If you keep your conscience clear, your body will be full of light. That when you read the scriptures, it'll be like, boy, what a fantastic truth I see there. And I'm just amazed. I've been studying the Bible for 59 years, but I see truth even now in scripture. It's like revelation from heaven. There are amazing things in the Bible that God wants to show you. Keep your conscience clear. And when you see those things, that's how God will lead you in His perfect will. You know that the first word that Jesus spoke at the temptation, when the devil tempted Him, in Matthew 4 and verse 4 was, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." What did we read in Genesis chapter 1? Every day God is speaking. First day, second day God said, third day God said, fourth day God said, fifth day God said. Every day you read in Genesis 1, He spoke something. And not only that, when He spoke something, something happened. God said, "Let there be light." There was light. God said, "Let the heavens separate from the earth." Something happened. "Let the trees come forth." It happened. "Let there be fish in the sea." It happened. Whenever God speaks, something happens. And every day God speaks. The message from that to me today is that God wants to speak to me every day. That's the number one message. And the second message is that when God speaks to me, something will happen in my life. A miracle will happen inwardly in my life. Light will come in. That is the message I get from Genesis chapter 1. And Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God's mouth." God's word is proceeding all the time. Can you think of how much you have missed, my brother and sister? How much you have missed by not receiving God's word every day? Supposing, for example, in Genesis 1 it is written, God spoke, but the earth did not listen. Nothing happened. Second day God spoke, but nobody was listening. Nothing happened. But every day something happened because the earth and the heavens responded to God's call. But when it comes to man, God is speaking, but man doesn't hear. Turn with me to Hebrews in chapter 5. I believe this is a very important word that some of you need to hear today, especially those who have been believers for a few years. If you've been a believer for 10 years or more, listen to this word. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. "The time has come when you all should be teaching the Bible to other people." I'm reading Hebrews 5 verse 12. "But you still need somebody to teach you. You need somebody to teach you the elementary principles. When you should have been learning something, some of the more important things in God's word, why is it not true in your life? Why is it," he's telling these Hebrew Christians, "why is it you're like this?" The reason is, verse 11, "You have become dull of hearing." You're not able to hear what God is saying. How do people become dull of hearing? I'll tell you. When they don't keep their conscience clear. So what the Holy Spirit is saying to this group of Christians is, there are many things God wants to say to you which should have made you a teacher of God's word by today. But he's not able to tell you that because you can't hear. God tells you something and you don't obey it. You know what will happen if your conscience tells you to do something and you don't listen to it? You'll become a little deaf, spiritual deafness. And then another day God tells you to do something else. Go and apologize to that person whom you hurt. "No, I don't think I should do it," you say. Okay. God won't catch you by the neck and make you go there and apologize to that person. No. But you'll become a little deaf spiritually. And you keep doing that. Finally you become so deaf that you cannot hear God speaking to you. Since you become dull of hearing. And when you should have been a teacher of God's word to bless hundreds of people, you're sitting there still wanting to learn things. It's like a child who's 25 years old and still sitting in the kindergarten.